February 7, 1938. How God does not love force but spontaneity. Display of magnificence, splendor and sumptuousness that the divine volition will do in those who live in it. How creation is not finished. I am under the empire of the divine volition. Its creative virtue has such strength that it makes its sweet empire felt over the poor creature who, sweetly not feeling forced, agrees with the fiat, giving it full freedom to do whatever it wants. She even says, "How honored I feel that you want to make a portent out of my being, to the extent that you want to use your creative and operative strength inside my poor soul." But as my mind was immersed in receiving the creative virtue of the divine fiat, my always adorable Jesus, surprising me with his short little visit, with unspeakable love told me, "Daughter of my will, how beautiful my fiat is when it operates with its creative virtue. You have seen that it doesn't use violence, but sweetness, but an irresistible sweetness. Maybe more than violence itself. With its sweetness it embalms the creature, making her feel the beauty of the divine, so that she herself says, 'Hurry up, holy will, don't delay any longer. I'll languish if I don't see you operating in me with your creative virtue.' My daughter, we have never liked forced things or forced will. Actually, we don't even want these things. They are very human and do not fit with our love and with our works. All is spontaneity and fullness of will. We want a good. We long for it and we do it. And we do it with such fullness of love and grace that nobody can match us, to the extent that, if we don't see spontaneity and the willingness to receive the good that we want to do in the creature, we don't do anything. At the most we wait, letting her hear our sighs, our anxiety. But we don't move to operate, not before we see her disposed with love to receive the work of her Creator. You must know that the life of our will keeps growing in the creature for every act she does in it. And when she reaches the fullness in which everything is my will within her, we start displaying our love and our graces, so that every instant we give her new love and new surprising graces. We show our divine pomp, as well as the magnificence and splendor of our stratagems of love. All that we do to her carries the mark of the bounty of her Creator. When the soul is filled with our divine volition, we don't hold anything back. What we have, we give, and whatever she wants is hers. The opulence we apply is such that we make one note if our divine melodies flow for each one of her acts, so that not even our music may be lacking within her. And she often plays to us beautiful little sonatas from our divine notes. Oh, how delighted we feel in the harmonies of our melodies and divine sounds. You must know that for the soul who lives in our will, we surpass the opulence, the pomp, the magnificence and sumptuousness that we used in the creation. All is abundance, abundance of light that cannot be measured. Extension of heaven, opulent with beauties and adorned by many stars. Each thing was created with such abundance, invested with such splendor of opulence that nobody could ever need anything else. Rather, everyone can give, without the need to receive. Only the human will puts limits and constraints on the creature, throwing her into the miseries, and preventing her from receiving my goods. Therefore, I anxiously await that my will may be known and that the creatures may live in it. Then, I will show off so much opulence that every soul will be like a new creation, beautiful but distinct from all the others. I will amuse myself. I will be her insuperable architect. I will display all my creative art. Oh, how I long for this! How I want it! How I yearn for it! Creation is not finished. I have yet to do my most beautiful works. Therefore, my daughter, let me work. And do you know when I work? When I manifest to you a truth on my divine will. I immediately become the architect, and I work in you with my creative hands, so that that truth may become life within your soul. Oh, how I enjoy myself in this work! The soul becomes like soft wax in my hand, being shaped into the life that I want. Therefore, be attentive and let me do.